This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendor with the Old Trailblazer riding out on Old Dan night and morning, evening and afternoon. Come on, Dan, let's go. We got to get a getting your old lazy thing. Let's go. We get so tired and wore out and lazy, but we just need to get up and be about the Lord's business. And we ask the Lord to give us strength. Give us strength. You folks out there, ask the Lord to give the Old Trailblazer strength. Many of you know I'm kind of crippled up, broke both of my legs back there a while back. And we're able to be up and about now and bringing you these messages on demon possession. So we're happy to be back with you. And we're looking at this study, and we're looking at the reign of Satan. We saw in our last study there, we're looking at why some folks are not saved. I believe it's because of rebellion, just like Satan is in rebellion against God. And he has no place to repent. But you and I do. We have a place to repent. And as I said earlier in the study, every man outside of Christ is a member of Satan's kingdom. For you to become a member of the kingdom of Christ or to be saved, you must be delivered from Satan's kingdom and be made a member of the kingdom of the Son of God. Did you know what the very word salvation means? It means deliverance. You're being delivered. Once delivered. Oh, my friend, and then I believe we're delivered every day, don't you? I do. Every person out of Christ is embedded in the world of Satan's kingdom just as firmly as a rock embedded in a quarry. Now, every soul is buried in the dungeon of sin, and only the Lord can deliver you. Only the Lord can bring you out, my friend. I wish that would sink home to your heart. The Lord God of heaven looked over Satan's kingdom. We saw that in our last study. And we saw there where he selected a number which no man can number and wrote their names in their Lamb's Book of Life. Every awakened sinner finds himself helpless and hopeless to save himself. So when the natural soul becomes awakened, he finds that he cannot build himself on Christ. He must be carried on the shoulders of the great master builder. When he awakens a sinner, he knows he hews that sinner as a stone from the quarry and makes it a fit stone for his building. So every stone of the building has been thus carried by Christ from the hole of the pit and placed in God's building by the hand of Christ. One day, he hewed me out. One day, he picked me up out of the pit. One day, he put me on his shoulder and carried me forth from the pit and laid me as a living stone in his building. Just as a shepherd goes in search for the sheep, finds a lost sheep and puts it on his shoulder. You remember the study there in John where the shepherd counted the sheep at night? He had 100 sheep, and he only had 99 had come into the fold. And he got his old hand lantern or whatever he had, a torch, and put on his old rain slicker and went out into bad weather looking for that little old lamb. Isn't that a beautiful picture of how the Lord calls a sinner? He went out searching up the hill and down the hill, up the hill and down the hill. And after a while, he heard that little baa, baa, bad. That little old sheep was over there caught in the thicket. Do you know how the Lord finds you and me? When we cry unto him. Do you ever cry unto the Lord? He said he'll hear our cry over there in Psalms. I forget what it is. He said he'll hear our cry if we cry. But he went over there, found that little old lamb. Little old rebellious thing. Wouldn't come when the others come. Was caught in that thicket. The shepherd gently lifted him out of there. Put him on his shoulder. You know, man by nature would take a limb and give him a good whipping and whipping him back to the fold. But no, the good shepherd put him on his shoulder, bringing home rejoicing, telling his friends that which was lost has been found. The Lord Jesus Christ must bring his sheep on his shoulder into the fold. We don't have any strength. When God wakens a sinner and deals with his heart, brings him down, he has no strength whatsoever. Oh, isn't it a marvelous expression of God's eternal grace that he would love such poor wretches as we are, who are held captive by Satan, first to give himself for us to put away our sins. Have your sins been put away, my friend? Could old Trailblazer just be honest with you and be kind to you? And don't get mad with me. But are you saved? Do you have hope of going home to be with the Lord one day? You know, this life doesn't last long. I don't have long to be here. No, I'm up and about my Father's business because one day the Lord's going to say, come on home, Trailblazer. Come on home. And I believe he'll say, well done, my servant. Come on home. I'm looking forward to that. Are you? Have you been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ? Has that faithful shepherd called your name, come gotten you? Oh, my friend, listen. He gave himself to put away our sin. And then for the Holy Spirit to come and call us one by one, call us by name, delivering us from the power of Satan, casting out those demon spirits, setting us free of all error, false doctrine of demons, and bringing us into the banquet hall of his house and adopting us as his children. Did you know we've been adopted? We were not natural children of God. No, we've been adopted. It's grace for him to save us, but the sustaining grace of our Lord to keep us day by day. We find ourselves in the same sinful body, beset by Satan and every emissary of hell that the believer is constantly waging war with. No wonder Paul said, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devils. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world and against a great host of wicked spirits." No, my friend, did you hear that? Let me read that again. No wonder Paul said, the great old apostle, "Put on the whole armor of God, my friend," he said, "that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the tricks of the devil, the snares of the devil." Now listen, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." No, we're not equal. We're not wrestling with a co-equal, but against principalities, powers, rulers, world rulers of darkness, against great host of wicked spirit. The Christian life, my friend, not a bed of roses. It's not a life of ease. Folks think, oh, when you're saved, there's no more trouble, no more. No, no. You know the only difference in a lost sinner and a saved sinner? The lost sinner, living, moving in his sin. No hope, no freedom, no. The saved sinner, still there in the old body, in the old flesh, but he has a new heart. He has a new heart. He has a new spirit. He has a new outlook on life, but also he has the Holy Spirit indwelling him. Listen now, listen. And he knows that the battle is the Lord's, and he put on a whole armor of God to be able to stand. And then having done all of this, to stand. He says stand there, having your loins girt about with truth. He didn't say have our waist girded about, but our loins. You know why that was said? Did you ever think of that, my friend? In our loins we find the reproductive organs. Thus gives us a picture of how a sinner is saved. The word of truth is planted in the sinner's heart, and the sinner's come to see himself as he is, and it's this truth that the sinner never gets away from. To the sinner who has undergone Holy Spirit conviction, that one who has seen himself as he is, has been brought to the place of repentance, this is one of the strongest weapons he can fight Satan with. We can always go back and say to Satan, "Yes, I'm nothing but a corrupt, vile individual. I have no righteousness. I was once your child. I once lay in your pit. But thank God, thank Christ, that he died for such a sinner as I am, and my sin debt has been paid." Oh, I have folks get mad with me because I stand in the pulpit and I say, "You know, old trailblazer, there's not one sin in heaven registered against the old trailblazer. Not one past sin, not one future sin, not one present sin." I said, "You just have to take that up with Christ. You can criticize me. You can call me old crackpot. You can call me whatever. You just have to take it up with the Lord." Yes, have your loins girt about with truth. Now, you can go back and make your call and election sure. You can never forget the pit from whence God hewed you, nor the slime kill he brought you out of, nor the depths of Satan that he rescued you from. And isn't that grace, my friend? Isn't that marvelous? I can stand in the face of old Satan, my old adversary, and say, "Yes, sir, old boy. Once I enjoyed your company. Once I was under your dominion. But the Lord divorced me from you, and I'm married to Christ now. And, brother, I know the pit from which he brought me out of. I know that." Can you say that this morning, tonight, this afternoon, whatever time it is, my friend? Oh, the old trailblazer is oftentimes bogged down with much weight of worry and woe. But I'm here at this time bringing you this message, God's message. And we're looking at these studies on Satan and his reign and his territory and his dominion. And these are interesting studies, my friend. I wish you'd go back and read there in the beginning where he was cast out of heaven. I believe it's the 14th chapter of Genesis. And look it up, and I'll bring it next time and give you the scripture reference where it said sin was found. It was found in him. And he influenced one-third of the angels, and they went down with him to the pit. They went down. They were cast down to this earth, to this stratosphere. And now he's a prince in power of this air. And he rules, my friend. He's not a little tin-soldier devil. No, sir. Don't ever believe that. Don't ever tell your children he's just an individual with a long red flannel underwear suit on and a long pitchfork and a long tail. Don't ever tell your children that. I was influenced by that when I was a child, but the Lord had delivered me from it. And now I know he's a prince in the power of this air. Did you know that every prayer that we pray has to go through the stratosphere to get to heaven? It does. It does. It has to go through Satan's territory. And even old Michael, the archangel, said he does not bring a railing accusation against Satan. So those things are very, very strong words, my friend. Satan is not easy to deal with. It takes the grace of God. And only God's grace can hold him in check. Let me ask you again. Are you saved? Can you look up at night? I do. I like to go out on the porch at night, dark night, and the stars out. I like to look up there and say, thank you, Lord, for saving old Trailblazer. Thank you, Lord, for saving old Trailblazer. Thank you for giving us this Voice of Truth ministry, the old Trailblazer ministry, where we radio missions, where we send out the gospel around the world. The lost and dying individual. Folks are being awakened and saved, rejoicing in the Lord. No, we're not a hellfire and damnation preacher. We preach Christ died for sinners. Folks call me once in a while and say, Trailblazer, what do you preach? I say, preach Christ. If you write me, I'll send you a listing of all of our, what we call our mission statement, things most surely believed here by the old Trailblazers ministry. You write me and I'll send that to you. Free and postpaid, a little pamphlet I put together. And it'll shed some light. And on our ministry here. And if you're a first-time listener, write me. I'll send you a picture of the old Trailblazer. If you ask me, and you know what we look like. And maybe it'll encourage your heart to know that the old Trailblazer is just a poor old sinner, just like you are, one whom God has saved and rescued and brought out of the, dug us out of the pit of Satan. But my friend, don't give up. If you're not saved, don't give up. Don't let Satan wreck and ruin you. Turn to the Lord before it's too late. You can turn to the Lord. You can ask the Lord, Lord, redeem me from the chokehold of Satan, old chokehold that old Satan has on me, and then ask him for your family and your children, and to bring them up in a way that they should be brought, not let Satan have them. Don't turn your children over to Satan, my friend. We're looking on the landscape today at the most wicked, most dastardly environment of all of the lesbianism and homosexualism and all of the nudity and all of those things. That's Satan's territory, my friend. Satan has influenced our women to try to go naked. That's right. That's exactly right, my friend. That's not our subject today. But if you halfway want to be a decent woman or girl, put on some clothes, my friend. Oh, the old Trailblazer loves to come out here and speak to you and sometimes get on your toes a little bit. But remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org.